Between the two fiscal years, we've had over $1 million worth of cuts in state funding.
That's Mary Pete, UAF Kuskokwim campus director. Last year, the campus cut nearly $400,000. This year, it's cutting around $800,000. Pete says the library, business office, and cultural center are losing positions, and all other contracts are being reduced.
11-month contract people are down to 10 and a half or 10 months, and 10 months are down to 9.5.
She says the students are already feeling the effects.
There were some students that expected to be able to access the campus and classrooms and the internet after 5, for example, and we said we just can't.
Students used to be able to access the campus until 10 p.m. That stopped earlier this month. Now, they only have that option when classes run late or if they can get into the dorms, and more blows are expected.
I can see more and more students having to go longer to meet requirements to get their educational goals met.
In the past, the campus has held classes with just one student, like when he or she needed a class to graduate or meet a requirement. Pete says now that's going to be harder to justify. The community will also feel the cuts. Starting July 1st, the Cultural Center will be closed Sundays and Mondays unless there's an event.
Because it's not central to our mission. It's a wonderful building. Lots of wonderful things happen in that building, but it's pretty spendy to maintain.
The University of Alaska system is preparing for a $36 million cut. But since the state legislature hasn't passed a budget, that number could go higher. In that case, Pete says the cultural center will shut down for longer and the campus would close for a month or two. But there is some good news at the campus. As budgets have shrunk over the last 2 years, enrollment and tuition revenue has gone up. At the UAF Kuskokwim campus, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.